I'm David Brancaccio. Many cities around the country have imposed curfews, and early, broad assessments suggest that demonstrations were more peaceful overnight, with less ransacking after dark than the previous night. Protests did continue past curfew in, for instance, New York. I'm just looking through that city's rules for the curfew, which will last through Sunday. Essential workers are still allowed to get around after each evening's 8 p.m. deadline, including people in healthcare, hotels, grocery and convenience stores, takeout restaurants and bars, media, childcare, financial institutions. These are essential workers already under stress because of the coronavirus. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
For months now, nurse Andrea Leach has had to take extra precautions to do her job at a nursing home near Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
It's a struggle just to go in and work because you need your temperature taken, you need to wear your PPE, and it's very uncomfortable.
Now, she has an 8 p.m. curfew to worry about as well. She usually gets off work just an hour before.
I need to get to the stores before these curfews. I got to make sure I'm back by 8 o'clock.
Chris Torres heads to work the overnight shift at an aerospace parts manufacturing plant outside Los Angeles right after curfew hits. Now, on top of keeping 6 feet from his coworkers, he's worrying about his drive-in.
If I was stopped by police, you know, what do I need to do? You know, do I need to show correct documentation that to show that I'm an essential worker?
And some cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, and Miami have shut down public transportation during curfew hours, making it even more complicated for workers to get where they need to go. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.